Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, we're having our monthly update with Stewart Chamber of Commerce President Christy Lonsdale.
Well, coming up later this May, we have a ribbon cutting for a new chamber member. When is that happening?
Okay, the ribbon cutting will be on May 15th at noon, and it will be at Heart of Iowa Mutual Insurance, and they business right down by the post office, and they are former businesses that combined was Patrons Mutual Insurance and Farmers Mutual Fire Insurance here in Stewart, both combined using the business there by the post office. And again, it's Heart of Iowa Mutual Insurance, and we will be honoring them and doing a chamber ribbon cutting again at noon on May 15th. So if the public would like to stop and congratulate them, and they're welcome to come.
Chamber members will also be getting together a couple days later for your monthly community coffee event.
Yeah, on the morning, we start at 7 o'clock, and this time it will be at Carl Chevrolet, and it will be, of course, they have so many new buildings out there. It'll be at the original, the new car building, and they've got some goodies that they will have for us. And it's a way for everybody to come and just visit and socialize. Usually we have some orange juice, some morning snacks, some coffee. Visit with the businesses at 7:30. There will be a business update, and all the business people that are there will talk about things in their business and take any questions or things people want to talk about. It's just a good way to socialize, to bring the community and the business people together. And that's done every month at 7 o'clock, usually 7 to 8, and the public's invited to come. So again, it'll be at Carl Chevrolet on Friday the 17th at 7 a.m.
I know the Stewart Rag Ride Committee is underway with planning. You guys had a public meeting recently at City Hall. How did that go?
We had quite a good turnout, a lot of people that want to be vendors, and we're having questions, you know, about where's it going to be set up, what do we need to do. And the vendor forms are all on the Stewart Ragbri Facebook page. They're on the Stewart Iowa Facebook page. I think I've got them on the Stewart Herald Facebook page, Chamber page. There are four different ways to have a form. There is the local nonprofit. Maybe just some local people want to set up a site and do something. So there's a form for them. If you are a nonprofit business, say our Lions Club or the church groups or 4-H or any of those type that are nonprofit organizations, there's a cheaper fee for them. Then there is also like our chamber commercial, our commercial businesses here in town, and then non-chamber commercial and out-of-town people, there is another form for them. So it's just finding which form to fill out, and there is a deadline. We'd like to have them in by June 1st because we need to see who all needs electricity, who needs water, how many do we have, and then figure out where we're going to set them up. So once we get all the vendor forms in, then we can go through them all and start assigning places. Now, some people have had an actual request of a place to be, and you can put that on your form or let us know. And if we can provide that, we will. So that will be our next step then, is to just figure out how many vendors we have and go from there.
And if people don't use Facebook, they can find the vendor application forms on the city's website, and the applications need to be turned into City Hall.
I think there's an address too on there to mail them in. They can always stop in to Varley Law Office. Karen is kind of our chairperson, Karen Varley, for this, and she would have all the forms in there. And I would have some here at the Stewart Herald that they could pick up. Call us with questions. You know, they can call me here at the Stewart Herald. That number is 515-523-1010, or they could call the Varley Law Office here in Stewart and ask Karen questions. Also, Brenda Dudley is available, our chamber director, to be contacted with any questions too.
There's another event coming up from the revitalization group in June, Unwine. How is that coming along?
It's going to be called Unwind Downtown. So we're kind of playing off the pun of Unwind Downtown Stewart, and it'll be Friday night, June 7th. We're going to start at 5 o'clock and say go to 8 o'clock. And businesses are just all gung-ho about it. They think this is going to be a fun thing. So at 5 o'clock, they will have in each of the businesses, and we have like 15, 16 businesses already that want to participate. They will have a couple bottles of wine, and you go in and you can get just, it's just a small little sample, and we'll have some food to give out with that. And the businesses can do their own thing that they want to do, if they want to have a drawing or a special sale or something, a giveaway that they can do. And you will have a list. We will start at D&G Auto. We also have a souvenir wine glass that we've done with our logo. And this year, the color engraving on the wine glass is going to be purple. So we have a date, and it says Unwind Downtown Stewart. It has a date. And then every year, if we do this, we'll change the color so you can actually, you know, collect and save these wine glasses. So they will be available for purchase, and then you can have your wine glass. There will be little cups for samples, or you can use your wine glass as you walk around. But we'll have a list, and it will list the kind of wine at each location, a little bit about where the wine is from, you know, and a little bit about it and what food they're serving. When we're all done, we are going to do a drawing for a really nice gift basket that's going to be made up. And depending on how many we have, and you know, we might give away two baskets. We will have more information coming up available here on that. Right now, we've just been working at getting all the businesses signed up. We're thinking about maybe even having a pre-registration so we kind of know how many glasses to order. So we've got all that worked out, and the ones involved will have t-shirts on, so you kind of know who to ask for questions and stuff. And then at 8 o'clock, we're looking at lining up some form of entertainment to be at the Pocket Park, so we could go up there and have some seating available. And whether we'll do a band, play music, we've talked about karaoke, you know, we're still in the works, but there will be some entertainment to sit and visit with everybody and talk about their adventures at each business and just have some good community time.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Stewart Chamber of Commerce President Christy Lonsdale. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.